Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, Frigos, welcome back. Or first-timers, hello. We are so glad you're here. Feel free to rate and comment when it's all over. Also, we want you to share it. You have been sharing. Numbers are great. We do appreciate it. Lots of things to get to today. Real name versus nickname. When do you stop calling somebody something? When do you start make the switch? If they ask, do you switch? Red flags that show you it's a bad friend. And many other things. But we start with dun, 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 my glasses. New glasses. And thus much reaction. It started, when I put them on, Ramon immediately laughed hard.
Well, here's the thing. You did a reveal and we were on Zoom at the time and you were like, oh, I've got to show you. I've got a new look. And took your glasses off and I expected you to stand up or something. Like, I don't know what I expected, but then you put on these glasses and in my defense, you had weird, gassy kind of expression. Yes, on your face.
No.
So when you put the glasses on, I just laughed. I couldn't help it.
You laughed.
And because I've never seen you with frames this large and you don't have a wide head, large frames made me think of the movie Up, the old guy Carl in the movie Up.
Yeah. You laughed hard. That's okay.
I couldn't help it, my friend. It was an immediate reaction that I absolutely regretted after it happened.
You do not have to regret it. I want a truthful thing from my friend. I do not want you to pussyfoot around me.
You didn't want me to be nice?
No.
Because I felt a little bad because I just broke out into laughter.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't even concentrate after that because once you posted the picture of you in your old glasses and you in your new glasses, the comments were just giving me life. I mean, people went in so hard
and so hilarious.
There were 175 comments on one post alone, and there were multiple posts about these glasses.
Yeah, well, I got 147 on mine, 175 on that one. I mean, and there's I forget how many likes and not like. I don't know if the likes mean they like it or just like ha 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 ha. So some of the ones that are worth pointing out, I guess, Fish we used to work with. He said, "I remember when you, I used to look up to you." So that's a definite no, I would think.
Yeah. You used to be cool.
Jones said, I thought maybe they would grow on me. Now that I've taken a second look, no. Still not good. Karen said her 72-year-old dad has the exact same pair.
Ouch. Did Tim she have says to throw his like name in there?
Yeah.
In his age?
Well, Tim says I look like a serial killer. And he's not the only one. Somebody else I look like, although they said sexy. Negan from Walking Dead, who's a psycho. Becky said they remind me of my grandfather. He was born in 1894.
She couldn't even give you a grandpa that was born in the 1900s.
Louise used the word frumpy. Now I don't think that is that was needed.
Paul's not getting up vibes like I am. He says he thought it was looking at Buddy Holly.
I don't know about that. April thinks if you like them, that's all that matters, Matt. That is like a bless your heart kind of thing.
If
you like them, that's
it
all
is.
That matters.
If you like them, it's okay. Yes. I can think that you look ridiculous, but if you like them, then you just go with it.
Right. It's definitely not liking them. It's like Gregory said, hit that's up Warby Parker.
You go ahead with your bad self.
I know. And then a lot of people just saying they agree with you. Many, many up gifts. Or GIFs all over the place of the old man, just all over the damn place.
You said that your daughter was a hard no. Which
hard
daughter? Which daughter or both?
The youngest one, Avery, she's a hard no because she doesn't mess around. My 15-year-old was yeah, you know, Dad, they're, you know, that kind of thing. So it was a less hard no.
I kind of like Little Miss Truth Bomb.
He was like,
Avery Harris is Little Miss Truth Bomb.
My wife was in until she saw the comments. And then last night she said,
she was
okay.
Like, I don't want to be with that guy.
Yeah. I think she was just being nice when she saw them first. So I don't
They
know
really are
do.
Growing on me. I kind of like them.
And to, in favor of it, now there could be gay guys who said no, but I don't know they're gay. But of the guys I know who are gay, there were three gay ups.
Okay.
Not gay up like the movie up. Three gay yeses.
Okay. Okay. Well, that to me, I know it's stereotypical, but right. That carries more weight in the fashion world.
Okay. So there you go. I have a few, like a week to decide. So
a I'm week? You're going to wear those for a week and possibly return them?
You have, I think it's a 30-day return policy with old Warby Parker.
So you would wear these glasses for 30 days and say,
Well, you're allowed to. That's the whole point. That's what they want you to do. They encourage it. They, that's
what?
Yes, the Warby Parker people. That's why they give, like, I don't even know if you get that kind of return with like a regular, this is a male thing. Yes, they give you a big return. I think it's 30 days, might even be 60. I don't know. That you wear them, try them out, and decide if you want them. That's the beauty of their service.
That seems weird. That violates everything I believe when it comes to a return policy. You wear it for a whole month, and then you're like,
Well, they'll keep we'll probably keep the lenses and put them in a new frame that I decide on. So, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's you couldn't do it with shoes or something.
No,
that's for sure.
No,
but I'm not really.
You can't do it with anything else that you might wear.
No, but you could do it with.
You can't do it with earrings or clothes shoes.
Appliances.
Definitely not underwear.
Yeah, but there are items you can wear, like item accessory, like electronics and stuff. Sometimes have a long return policy. I don't know, but it's a good deal. Warby Parker. I think it's a good deal. Like, although I was convinced of this because they said this is the hip new. Like this is the number one. Pick or something or other. I don't know what they said.
Mm-hmm. And guys like that. I'm not going with the number one pick. Like these are the glasses everybody has.
Well, no, it was like 10.
Lot of guys will go for that. Like I'll just take that outfit right off the mannequin. Is that the popular one?
Always That's go me. For the mannequin. But this one might have to go back. I don't know. I'll have to try.
Are you still taking votes on your post?
Oh yeah.
Can people still let you know?
Yeah, they can let me know.
Because initially a lot of the feedback was negative. And then all of a sudden it turned a corner and it was almost 100% positive.
It did turn a corner. It did turn a corner, but I don't know if it turned a corner out of sheer pity or that they meant it.
That's just your low self-esteem talking.
It is. Because my mother-in-law
told me they were nice because, well, they pity me.
Yes. My mother-in-law last night when she called, she's like, I wanted to tell you that I like your glasses. Like, no one else did. She goes, no, I was watching the tide turn through the course of the day.
Well, and I tell you, after you posted the pictures, I was a lot disappointed when your mom didn't chime in. Because whenever there's a Matt Harris look that we're saying, what do you think about the haircut or this style? Your mom, Dee, is usually the first person to say, there's my handsome son.
Oh, yeah.
She missed out on this opportunity.
She makes fun of me, too. Okay? Don't you forget. She makes fun of me as well. I should check and see.
But she always says her handsome son whenever it's people are, you know, pounding you for losing a tooth or one of the other things that happens. She's like, you're still handsome to me.
She will sometimes say, though, that we didn't raise him that way. She will say that a lot. But that's usually about something, some opinion I had or something.
Yeah, she does say that.
It was weird that we had talked about this news story about this woman who had to call 911 or didn't have to, but she called 911 because she heard noises downstairs. Turned out it was her robotic vacuum of some sort that was had fallen down the steps or something. And I said, when we talked about it, that if I hear a noise, I'm never calling. I would never call 911 unless it was something like shattered glass, maybe.
Right.
Or something.
It depends on the noise.
But in general, a thump or something, I'm going to investigate.
Yeah.
Right. I can't, because one of my biggest fears would be.
Well, if it's a thump. Sitting or laying there quietly, hoping I don't hear the thump again.
Okay. But my point is that you and I probably think the same way. We would hate to call 911 and have it be nothing because we'd feel like fools. which is silly because you should probably be safe, I guess. But I would hate that to be the story of the paper. You know, that Harris calls 911 because his robotic vacuum was banging on the door.
But if you do, you have to promise you'll share it on the air, and I will promise not to laugh.
I know you would laugh, and I would encourage you not to laugh loud. I encourage you to laugh. LOL your heart out is what I encourage you to do. So just as we did that story, the very next day, there was a survey about what people do when they hear the thumps in the middle of the night. And we are pretty much in the common thinking as to what to do. Mm-hmm. We don't, you know, most people don't immediately get up and call 911. Mm-hmm. Fans of true crime are the most likely to be afraid that it's somebody there.
Yeah.
And I love true crime.
I hate true crime. I mean, yes. No, that's not true. I don't hate it. I do watch a couple of true crime shows, but they're like Fatal Attraction and For My
stuff.
Man.
Yeah. But anyway, the average person says they hear an unexplained bump in the night three times a week. Two out of the three, they are spooked. That seems high to me.
When I hear a weird noise, I am spooked.
Spooked.
Now the level is different with different noises, but yeah. I'm concerned.
This is what the number 44% of people say. They just sit there and wait to see if they hear it again,
mm-hmm.
which is weird because if it's a criminal and they knock something over, they're going to like stop and not make the noise again, perhaps. Right. But you do listen closer. The second one is they get out of bed and investigate. That's 41%. I'm probably waiting the first one. If it's really loud, I get out just because I think maybe a kid's hurt or something. I don't think it's burglar. Number 26% wait to see if their dog barks.
Didn't you have a burglar in your house at one point?
Yeah. Yes. Well, we think. We're not sure. We've had a couple burglar incidents. Well, the alarm went off twice in houses I've lived in. So, but we didn't catch the person in there. So it could have been a short in the system.
Didn't
or something.
You yell out like, hey, is anybody out there?
Well, yeah, I was in the back area and in the front area because it was a ranch, the front area, the alarm was going off. I had laryngitis of some sort. So I was like this and the alarm's like, wah, wah. And I'm just opening this door that separated the houses, and I opened it a crack and I was yelling, get out of here, you son of a bitch. You get a bitch. And like, I got the weaponry. I've got things. Get out of here. And I'm yelling back to Amy, get the baby. Get the baby.
But if you got weaponry, aren't you like either using it or yelling to your wife to grab my gun?
Yeah, no, I didn't even say that. I said things like, I'm going to kick your ass. Like that would do anything. I don't think they'd be concerned.
Yeah, because if you are really the kick your ass guy, you're running out there to kick ass. You're not yelling from behind the door. I'm gonna don't make me come out there.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Don't make me come out there. You do not.
If you're the kick your ass guy, you are storming the living room to take that person off.
No, I'm giving him a fair warning.
The scared guy is going. Hey, Amy, hold me back.
That's
me. Hold me back.
Yep. These hands are lethal weapons. I wanted to give them a warning. Well, my feeling is they might not have thought anybody was there. And so they just heard a threatening laryngitis voice.
You sounded strong.
Yeah. And the other time was, I did run out the other time, but I don't know if I was too slow or what, because the door was open. But
you don't
I didn't see
know
anybody.
If you were too slow.
Well, I mean, I don't
By
know.
By the time you made it out there, they were gone. And you're questioning whether or not you were too slow.
But it's possible maybe the wind blew the door open. I guess maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. But I dream of catching somebody someday and beating
them up. I tell you, I don't know what your wife would do without you because I feel secure just listening to you.
I like to yell. I like to yell a lot. I think my voice will scare them away. The one I ran down, I ran out into my deck because the door to the deck was open. And I stood on the deck and said, I will find you.
I'll never be able to catch you, but I'm going to yell.
I'm in my underwear and no shoes. If you hear a bump in the night, what do you assume it is? I'll tell you what 44% of people thought.
House settling?
The wind is the number one thing.
Okay.
Then nothing to worry about was two. Three was neighbors. Four was air conditioning. Five, the dog. And only 19% think, is that a burglar? Only 19%.
It depends on where you live.
Yeah. And 13% say
there are certain places where I've lived, the percentage
goes up higher
of people who think it's probably a burglar, much, much higher.
13% say it's a ghost. They think it's a ghost. That's first
out here in Belmont. The likelihood of me thinking it's a burglar is really, really low.
But could you, but the 13% of people that go right to ghost, you've got something wrong with you. There's something wrong with
maybe
you. That's
you
your
live
very first
in
thought.
A haunted area.
Oh, come on. That's your very first thought.
You find out that your house was built on an ancient burial ground.
Come on. I am not in. We also talked about this Reddit thread about signs, red flags that your friend is a bad friend. I don't agree with all of them. I'll start with this one. Unquestioning support. Most of my friends give each other harsh criticism and insult each other all the time. I think we have much more trust in each other because of that. Which leads to how
insult
you reacted to my glasses.
Each other all the time. That's not a friend.
That's a good friend.
That
that's
is a great not friend. A friend.
That's a great friend. In my world, that's a great friend.
I'm telling you right now, if you insult me all the time,
not all the
you
time.
Might consider me a friend. We're not friends.
Okay, all the time is a lot, but we insult each other. We're good friends.
I don't insult you intentionally.
Oh my God, you do too.
You think I intentionally
yes.
insult you?
You bust my balls? Of course you do. And I do yours too. Your ovaries, whatever I'm busting. We make fun of each other. Your big head or my goofy glasses wow. or my anxiety or whatever. We make fun of each other all the time.
Wow.
Right?
Did you have to run down the list?
I didn't get to a whole list. I didn't want to do that to you. But yeah, I think that, a lot of it depends on where you come from and what you're, you know, not everybody is hip to the busting each other's chops. You know, it's not
But I treat you unlike I treat most of my other friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And my wife is always amazed at my friends and how we treat each other.
And I have learned how to give back what I get. Like the wheel of abuse that spins on this show, I'm just trying to make sure it doesn't land on me. So I'm trying to dish some out so I'm not always receiving it. And that's not how things work in my real world. Like I'm not just showing up like, hey, girl, nice thighs. Like I'm not doing that.
No. Yeah, it's weird because if a guy walks into a party or something, he's wearing a hat, like a new hat. Like, hey, hat guy, what's up with the hat? Where'd you get that hat? That's a horrible hat. You know, but a woman's like, oh, that's a cute hat. But my buddies would just rip me. Even if you have a new shirt.
And that's
new
what I consider a good friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I change my hairstyle, my friends are like, oh, girl, I like your hair. You say, ha ha, you've got a new head.
Right.
It's different.
Right. But that's a compliment for me. They say it's not a red flag if you get nervous and have to really be careful what you say because you might set them off. That's the kind of friend you probably had for a while because of certain circumstances. Maybe they grew up together, Kyle, whatever. But you stick with them, even though you know that they're fragile, they shouldn't be, a friendship shouldn't be that way. But I think we all have somebody who maybe is on the outer circuit that is just like
sensitive people need love too.
Yeah. They say if they gossip about others to you, 99% chance they'll gossip about you behind your back.
Yes.
But friends gossip. That's true. But if you can't gossip with your friend, I don't consider them not a friend if they gossip to me.
If I'm gossiping with a friend, it's about someone who's not a friend.
Oh, yeah. But the two people gossiping are friends. Like, we talk about people.
Yeah.
That's what binds us.
Our relationship is built on tearing others down.
Yes. This person says, if you see their name on the phone, you go, ugh. Well, yeah, that's a pretty good sign.
It's not a friend. That's an acquaintance.
Yeah, probably right. Or maybe some forced friendship for some reason.
Or a long lost relative.
They, this obviously, if it's one sided, you're always helping them. They're never there for you.
Yeah.
One uppers can't be a good friend with a one upper. It says sometimes you just take the weakness of being a one upper and deal with it. If you feel like a backup friend, you get last minute invites or they ditch you because they found something they'd rather do. That's not a real friend.
Yeah, you're right.
Right. Oh, you that's said that just, like you have one of those.
Well, you know, I have some, I'll put quotey fingers around it, friends who I know I'm not the first choice.
Yeah.
But they're that means, so cool. And when I get invited to stuff, the stuff that I get invited to is so amazing that I'm like, I'm okay that
yeah.
your really famous friends turned you down, because I'm just glad to be up in here.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I know that it could be like friend number seven, but that still means we're friends. I'm just not in the starting
like,
five.
I know. Like, one of my friends is planning a breakfast with Soledad O'Brien, like up close and I love Soledad. And I know I'm not first on that list. I'm just hoping to be in there.
Yeah, I have no problem being that back up to the cool people.
Like, hey, have all the cool people turned you down? Ramona's we'll still it. Available.
We are not proud, Ramona. We are not proud. And I disagree with this one. They have another group of friends you're never invited to hang out with, even though you invite them to hang out with all your other friend groups. There are some friends.
No. Sometimes just some people who don't mix.
Yep. They don't mix. Doesn't mean they're not friends.
Yep. It just means I have different interests with different friends.
And also it might mean I want to spend time with this group of friends. I don't need, I don't need 10 people there.
Plus,
I need to focus on four people.
For example, if I'm hanging out with people from college, like my sorority sisters from college, there are a lot of inside jokes.
Right.
And I think sometimes it's a little cruel to bring someone else into that circle, because then you wind up trying to explain all the inside jokes. And I don't want anyone to ever feel like an outsider when they're
hanging out. And I also don't want to have to work at this thing. So I don't want to have to make them feel included. So
okay. All right.
Yeah.
Even though they're your friend, you don't want to look out for their feelings.
Not really. No.
Okay.
Not in that case. You mentioned
don't want to look out for their feelings and you want to insult them all the time.
Yeah.
This sounds like a really healthy friendship.
Yeah. 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 I love you. If I insult
is your
you.
Name specifically on this list?
Yeah. I'm on there. Well, I don't know what my name would be on there. Maybe it's Gumby. Ha. Because that's my nickname, which from college, but no one else calls me that, but college people. And you had said that you have a friend who goes by a different name now as an adult, as they went to his kids. And when do you make the switch, or how do you make the comfortable switch? It's weird.
It's very difficult to make the switch, but I work at making the switch, because I had a cousin who grew up as Ned. And I call him a cousin, but he was actually my mother's godson. But when he went off to college, he came back like that Urkel, Stefan change happened. Uh-huh. So he went off to college as Ned and he came back as Ed. And he announced to everybody, I am now Ed. I'm no longer Ned. And his mom said, well, you're Ned to me. And
sure.
I said, you know what? I am going to respect this person who you have become. And I worked really hard, but it really took thought when I addressed him to call him Ed, because Ed was his dad. So fast forward to just about a week ago, my friend who moved to Charlotte, her son came to visit. And from birth, I've known him as Bernard. His middle name. Everyone's called him Bernard his whole life among the people who knew him when he was a baby. But after he went to college and made some friends, he decided to go by his real first name, which is Timothy. So it's like, hey, Tim, I'm Tim. So I tried so hard.
Did he ask you to, or you just decided on your own?
Well, his mom told me that he was going by Tim now. Mm-hmm. And she said something about Tim. And I was like, who's Tim? And she said, what's Bernard's first name? And I said,
Timothy.
Yeah, it's Timothy. Yeah, but it took a lot of thought, because there are people in my family. Sure. I've never used their real name. It takes a lot of thought.
And I most always call people by some sort of nickname, or maybe just their last name or something. Yeah,
99% of our interns, I bet you don't even know their real names.
No, not really. Don't care.
What is Shrek's real name?
I know his because he's a bigwig now. Trent. Yes. What? Why are you looking at me like that? It is
I'm
Trent,
shocked.
Right? Yes,
it is Trent Ferris.
Because I see the news all the time, so I know his.
He's a public information officer down in Rock Hill for a police department.
Yeah. And so, and I can't, there's no way that my buddies, if I said, you no longer can call me something, would they respect that? They would double down on the name.
Considering the fact that you just told us your friends like to constantly insult you.
Yeah.
They don't care. Your friends
said,
aren't looking
Gumby
out
Gumby
for
anymore.
Your feelings.
They're like, no, I'm not going to stop calling you Gumby. In fact, I'm going to double down on Gumby.
I just know in my family, there have only been two people who have successfully outgrown their family nicknames.
Uh-huh. And it worked.
And I don't think I would be one of them. So I wouldn't even try. You call me whatever you want to call me.
That's what I'm with you. I'm with you. Thank you for listening, and make sure you talk to us via Messenger on Facebook with Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, Matt and Ramona Show. And please share this and rate it when you're all done. And we will talk to you soon.